Father, I just give you praise and honor. Lord, I thank you for what you did last night. I know we're not to look back, but Father, it was such a privilege to feel thy awesome presence, to receive that wonderful blessing. Oh, Lord, that realizing it's nothing that I can even put, it's just you. And I thank you, Lord, for thy goodness, for thy greatness, for the manifestation of thy mighty power from heaven. And Lord, you are the great deliverer. You're the great I am. And Lord, I feel from my heart right now, you check me if I'm doing it wrong, but I say, I believe this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this message is going out, not to the ones that's here, but it's going out for our nation. It's going out as a witness what's going to take place. And there only may be a few of us here this day, but Father God, this message is going out for America. This message is going out for eternity. And Father, we just, oh, I feel the glory the glory. Lord, thank you. I know that's right. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, you're filled with thy glory, and I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you don't reprimand me, but you let me feel thy glory. And Lord, I just love to be with you because you're so special. Just ride along with you in that heavenly vehicle, Lord, is so wonderful. Got a hood to miles long, and Lord, in your presence, sitting back and just tagging along as a youngster in you, Lord God, not knowing nothing, and I don't want nothing, but I hear you, and I thank you, Lord, for that privilege and that awesome presence, that where your spirit is, there is liberty. In thy presence is fullness of joy, in the right hand, pleasures evermore. And Lord, as you spoke in your wonderful word, that you'll place your hand, mighty hand above us, and you'll place your mighty hand on the left side, and you'll place your mighty hand on the right side, and you'll place your hand and the front of us, and to our rear, and you will cover us, and you'll put us in the secret place, the Most High, that we might abide under thy shadow, under thy correction, under thy joy forever, that we would have that fullness of joy, that peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, help me to slow down when your presence comes upon me. And I am just mortal, Lord God, and I have it's hard for me to describe what you're telling me many times and how to bring it out in reality. And Lord, I praise you for your goodness. I pray that I thank you for working with me. And Father, I know that I'm nothing to work with, but I just love you, and I thank you so much that you can take an old nothing, an old bad nothing that was nothing. And Lord, you've just helped me to realize that you love all your children, because you've got some wonderful children. You've got some glorious children. And if you can even touch me, that how you can just bless them, encourage them, enrich them in a mighty way. And we thank you for this wonderful day in Jesus' name. Father, it would be hard if I take a drink. I'll take a drink of water and I'll give you thanks in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, I just praise you, Lord. I've come to the place, really, that everything I do, every moment of every day, is in his presence. And I feel that. And there's a call to this world. The call comes to this world. It goes down to till it hits our levels. But God is calling for a people who will truly put their trust and their beliefs in him, really knowing that their Heavenly Father will never leave them, never forsake them. His word is so powerful that his word is coming to pass. And I'm going to let God, by the Spirit of God, show you some things by the Word that we see that America has got a short term ahead of her, very short. And the Bible plainly says, can two walk together unless you agree? If you, as each one of us, as looking to this nation, I feel the presence of God, but I'm asking you to search your hearts, but you look to this nation, there's many, many, many differences. There's difference of beliefs. There's difference of styles. There's difference of mannerism. There's difference of all kinds. And we've got homosexuals. We got perverts. We got all these opposites of God. All the things that God speaks against, we have. And we have whoredoms of wrongdoers. We got probably the capital of the world of alcohol. We're probably the leader in this. And the pornography and all these terrible movies, these things that are so beyond anything in the imagination, they come from Satan themselves. They're designed to take mankind down to a place that person has no will left. They're in the bondage of the one, the captor, that they're in that presence. And he dissolves many of our young people in that place that they no longer can handle their lives. They're subject to his power. They're subject to the demonic power from the pits of hell. And God's here to let us know that his word is true. His word is powerful. And we must act on it and believe that he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Those that will call upon his name, there is help, there is support, there is a ransom for God's people. Those that are in bondage, God will set them free. As last night, God showed me right now, a lot of that ministry last night was being set free from the evil one, being set free. And then we need to reach out that God has performed a miracle in our lives. He's helped us and He kept us. He's guided us. He's directed us. And darkness, He expelled in our lives, and He wants to keep removing that darkness out of us till we're walking in total light. We walk upright before God, that we don't look no longer at the things that are seen. Because if we look for the things that are seen, we're going to fall. You know, I had a dream about this, what's being said right now. I can't imagine it, but I remember in a dream, God's awesome. God is wonderful. I can't imagine that. He is beyond our understanding. And He takes us as just mortals to do His great work. And He calls us out of cesspools of life. He calls us out of darkness of life. He calls us as very against God. And He calls those people, will seek Him. He will make change our lives from that lifestyle into His glorious life. It takes a while. We don't do it overnight. But as we surrender more and more to God and come closely to Him, He will lead us. He will guide us. He becomes are not just our Savior, but He becomes our friend. He becomes our healer. He comes the one that guides us, directs us, and He wants us not to realize that we know anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because if we put our trust in Him, He makes the way every place we go. If we're doing what we're doing, public work, God is going to be with us in that job. He's going to be with us where we are, that our light would shine. Even we're a teller, the light of God, a teller has a hard time, has to keep her mind or his mind on what's transaction. But through that, that one will be a vessel, a lighthouse. Everyone that comes will see the glory of God on that teller. You can just take this all through the, and God wants to move upon us that we would let His light to shine in our hearts in such a brilliant way that we will no longer be the tail, but we'll be the head by the touch from heaven. God wants to literally deliver us from the powers of darkness. Set us free, that for this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. For this light affliction we has is only for a moment. This light affliction we has is only for a moment. Working for a more far and exceeding eternal weight of glory. Eternal weight of glory, it means it's like a counterweight. It goes, it takes when these big cranes and that lift up tons and tons of weight, they have huge counterweights. And these new machines even have hydraulic rams that move that counterweight in or out. It keeps it in balance all the time. But as the load gets heavier, that counterweight comes as be able to give balance. And that's the way God is for us. He transfers His mighty hand upon us, gives us balance and the direction of the Spirit of God, that we might be more than conquerors through Him which loved us. But we're living in a world that's not looking at these things. They're tangible. They're acceptable if we believe through faith. And that's our part, to stand up to God and say, Lord, I trust You. I believe that You can take an old wore-out shoe, an old vessel that's not nothing, and You're able to make me over in the image and Your likeness, that You might use me for Your glory. And that's what we want to become, that we want to do the will of God. We want to please Him. We want to walk in His adjustment. You know, when you adjust something, it fine-tunes it. It gets it down to work, working perfectly. Make you perfect in every good work to do His work within you that is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. What a making us perfect in His will to do His work, working in us which is well-pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. What a message. What a blessing. It's in the word of Hebrews. It's God has defended us. He is here to righteously bless us. But we walk with God. God is going to be our cause. He's going to be the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father. We're going to live in the privilege of God. And God has not left His people in this last hour. He is going to manifest Himself really in them, that they will no longer be possessed. Satan possesses many people, but God wants to possess us as His children. It's rightfully, God paid a price for you and I. He paid a price that we might live and have a righteous calling upon. You know, sin is reproached to any people, but righteousness exalteth the nation. Righteousness, and see, there's another thing right there that God's speaking to me. Righteousness, but our nation is no longer righteous. We're going to start hitting with plagues, and I predict that there's going to be something happen within 24 hours. It's going to hit the borders of this country, and it's going to do a work, unless God permits. There's troubles everywhere, but God is the answer. The Bible says that judgment must begin at the house of God. It first begin at us. What's to them than them that believe not? That means that God's saying, oh church, straighten up. And knowing the time, it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us, you and I, cast off the works of dark and put on the whole armor of God. It's mandatory. It's justifiable. It's for our praise that we might glorify our sovereign God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. How can we praise Him unless we're walking in victory? God wants us to walk in victory. God wants us to walk in that awe. Hallelujah. That I can do all things, that I had that kind of belief in my Lord Jesus, that I am not nothing to be able to separate me from His love, from His protection, from His mighty, awesome presence that guides over, that shields us and protects us. He wants to bless us in such a wonderful way. But when we live in a place of uncertainties, it means that our life is limited where we live at. And so we as God's children have to be lifted up in a way that we're not no longer looking at the things they're seeing. We cannot look upon the promised world. We cannot look even at Israel. God spoke to me this morning. We should no longer look at Israel. What we're looking at is Jesus coming. We're not looking. We're not shifting. That's what the trick of the devil. He wants your Christian to look over here. Look here what's going on. And I've heard Christian get so tied up in services that they was tied up and their whole spirit was wrong because they was looking at what was going to happen to Israel. What we need to realize is that Jesus is coming through the clouds of glory, and that's ordained by God what's going to take place in Israel. We must pray God's will. We must be considered that God is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory, and we pray acceptable to His call. I love you out there. God is here. This message should go to America. Wake up, America. Wake up, oh sluggard. Oh, willful daughter, harlots, all the disgusting things in this land that was called for, and God we trust. And this country has moved out to a realm that's not God's land. It's an unholy land. It stinks. It's impure. The churches have lost their first love. The churches have lost their... I cannot have a word to how... because I got to think of what something God's... that I don't want to bring this out ugly, but as a true virgin... And this is not so, says the Spirit of God. I had to wait upon God how to get that out. But God is showing me there's a terribleness, an awesomeness, and the glory of God. And God has supernaturally kept this country, and they have done some things that bring a country down. First of all, you've got to have a balance of finances in any person's home to be able to survive. Us, as Christians, we know that we got to balance our checkbook. We have to do that. And our nation is not balancing the checkbook. Our nation is going down farther and farther in debt. So that puts them in a very precarious place. They're a place of no return, a place of great destruction, a place of no wealth, but of great debtedness, a place that has no place of being able to stand firm. Firm being strong in those areas, and we're not very strong at the end of finance. And then going down to food, we're coming to a place and the food of this nation is going to fall because of the weather patterns and things are disturbing, which God has put them in here to being. But there's going to cause disturbances that we're not going to have what we once had. We're not going to have the things that we once had. He's calling us out of this situation. But it's named in heaven for this to take place because God has His very shortly a term on Israel. And Israel is going to be protected by the Lord God Almighty. He is going to bring great product. 38, 39 chapter of Ezekiel is planned what's going to take place. A time when God is going to show off His muscle. He's going to show off His strength. And these tanks, all this stuff that goes there, will not, it says that it'll take them 7 months, I feel, what it says, to clean up. But it's going to take 7 years to get off all the things that's going to take place. There's going to be a real problem there. And God is going to do it through a very short time. Because we're coming up the time when God is going to have a 1,000-year period when righteousness is going to exalt this land. And God is going to bring righteousness upon this earth. And there for that 1,000 years, there's no going to be no more problems. There's not going to be no searching of something for a vaccine, for something that someone has. Because God is going to make these things right. There's not going to be no more searching for war problems because God's got the right... You're
going to not be searching for fire departments and policemen, because God is going to have it right. That God is getting everything on the stage of tomorrow, and that tomorrow is everlasting love from heaven, and God is going to dispel a blessing upon His people. He's going to pour out a mighty blessing of strength to His people, that His people will rise with joy and speak full of glory, and the grip of this world will no longer bother them. That problem of this world will no longer cause them to take faint in their hearts. God wants us to be strong in our hearts, are strong in the Lord, that we are not faint through the day of temptation, the day that vexes us, that we'll be liberated from those problems, and we will not be unequally yoked no longer. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they're equally yoked or in agreement? And truly our country. So that's another thing that's going to bring a fall to this nation. God has told me these things have to come to pass because the Word says it. They have to come to pass. None of the other countries will have this because we're the one that set up on the Word of God. And we set upon the Word of God. And we've taken that Word of God down to a low that God says, oh man, oh woman, I am no longer slack concerning the Word of God. I will set those free that need to be set free. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Glory. And I'm going to bring your judgment back to my people. I'm going to set them to realize that I am not playing no longer with them. That I am here as a righteous God. I am here as a holy God. I am here to touch my people. And my people have committed. They know my way so long. But I say many, many, many of my people do not understand how God even speaks to the hearts of the people. They believe it as such. And they're far, far, far from God. God is not unrighteous. God is here. God is everything. God's here to bless us, to address the situation. He sees us here this day. But America is in a very precarious position. There's going to be prisons that won't have enough room for the atrocities going to come this way. There's going to be problems when God takes His children out of here. There's going to be people out with guns, taking things to live. It's going to be a place of sin. It's going to be a place of unrighteousness. It's not fit for no one to be. Men's hearts will fail them. They'll also cry for death, and there will be no death. It's coming up very soon, and we must realize that we're that last generation. We're going home, and many of our leaders have said, oh, we're going to be here for another 1,000 years, but they're not in tune with the Spirit of God. They're seeing what they see, and what they see, they're seeing on what has transferred. And the Bible says, look not back from the plow, but thou must keep your eyes. And so even in their educating of the Word of God, they're looking back what took place in 1900. They're looking back what took place 50 years ago. They're looking back right now, and they're presuming it's going to go on as it is. But God says that presuming is not going to be so. He's coming through the clouds of glory. He's coming to lift up His people, and they're going to be exempt from the cares of this world. God's going to be exempt on your life because you're no longer of this world. You're here only for a short term. You're here till He removes you out, and He's going to take you to a joy land, a glorious land, a place of non-problems, a place of great healings. You know, I can know this has passed me right because I feel God's presence so greatly here. And when I leave here, I feel the abundance of rottenness. I feel the abundance of corruption. I feel the abundance of craziness from crazy individuals. Their spirits are unmanned by the presence of God. And they're like cannibals. They're like heathens. And I'm not saying this to put people down, but God has a reason for this. It's coming to pass. And I believe that New Orleans may be a place of great on this newspaper very shortly. God has spoken to me. This is going to come to pass. And I believe unless God prevents this a nation, we're going to be drawn down with the plagues of God. We're going to feel the wrath of God. We're going to feel the things of God. We're going to feel tornadoes. We're going to feel earthquakes. Divers, it's coming to pass. God is not slack concerning His promises, but His long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The signs of the times are truly here. They've scoffed us. They've laughed. They've laughed, saying, where is the promise of His coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as from the beginning. And the Bible says this they are willingly ignorant of, that how that the earth overflowed with water in Noah's time, and how those that laughed at Noah at that time, that they came crying, yelling out with great lament, please save me. But God says, and you read the first chapter of Proverbs, it says He will laugh at us at our calamities. He will laugh at us. We need to seek God God is a God of good, but He's also can be the God of judgment. And I pray, God, that we will not feel that. We don't want that judgment. I don't want that hiss from my God. The enemy is too much without Him. And I realize that my safety is the Lord God from heaven. Now, I have no refuge in man. I have no refuge in my families. I have no refuge in anything. God is my support. God is my inner glory. And whatever it takes, I want to make heaven. Whatever it takes, I want to make heaven. That my eyes are no longer upon this world. That I have tried for the last few years to keep that. But we must manifest that, the glory of God. That we're living through a dangerous time. A time when many souls are coming out from their experience with God into a place of not knowing. That's very critical.